Welcome to another edition of Locked On Yankees. I'm your host for this edition of Locked On Yankees, Larry Fleischer. Longtime media guy, has written many, many, many articles on the Yankees over the past decade and more. And we're going to be talking about the Yankees having a day off today. We're recording this after the Subway Series, and just before kind of an interesting series, two-game series between the Yankees and the Washington Nationals. So we're going to touch on that, kind of review the Subway Series, I guess, and maybe kind of discuss what things we might expect to see, or things along those lines as the Yankees prepare to face the Washington Nationals. And believe it or not, it's actually, technically, they've played a game. They played six suspended innings, where it was deadlocked at three, and then they were supposed to play the next day, but that got rained out, so now they have to go back there. So it's technically it's technically a six-game homestand, not a nine-game homestand. Or you could say it's a nine-game homestand with a detour to Washington on the day off. But that being said, the Yankees are still in first place. Even though they're not hitting so great lately, you might have noticed that they kind of tailed off at the end of what was a mostly successful 7-2 road trip. They scored 28 of their 39 runs in the first five games of the trip, which was two games in Baltimore, the doubleheader in Detroit, and the first game in Toronto, which was the Miguel Andujar Grand Slam game. But they really haven't done much since then, but yet they've won because they're pitching so well. But last night, they pitched well, just not enough to compensate for an offense that had three hits, which tied a season low. The other time they did it was the first game of the season against Charlie Morton. First game of the season series against the Houston Astros. So that leaves the question. Are you worried? Is this one of these lulls? Or are we going to see a prolonged slump? I'm going to guess that, it's one of these lulls that happens. And that seems to be what the Yankees seem to think. Some of the comments coming from Aaron Boone. We always feel that big inning is in there for us, and that is true. The Yankees have had several big innings. There is always that belief and confidence that we have when the game is unfolding. Yeah, that's also true. I mean, there's enough evidence in the first 61 games to back that up. And we had a very successful overall trip, and it was. Anytime you can go seven, they always talk about good teams want to play really well at home, go 500 on the road. Yankees played really well at home before this, and then played really well on the road, winning 7 of 9. But, there are some noticeable things. Greg Bird went 1 for 14 in the last four. Aaron Judge is 2 for 12 on the last trip, even though he had that really nice home run on Saturday night off Anthony Swarzak. And Giancarlo is hitting 2 for 15. Perhaps most noticeable is Gary Sanchez. He was 1 for 17 in the last four games, 2 for 29 on the trip, sitting 190. He's been kind of skidding the last couple weeks. He's not handling the breaking ball fairly well. They were talking about how he sent into a lot of bad luck before that, and yeah, that there's some validity to that. But, your batting average is what it is. I mean, 190 is not good any way you slice it. I mean, there's no asterisk that says 194 or 190 with asterisk saying, well, bad luck. I mean, yeah, it's nice that you can hit balls hard, but you gotta get hits. And it's been a while since Sanchez homered. Sanchez had two homers on May 19th in an 8-3 win against Kansas City. Hasn't homered since. In fact, has two RBIs since then. Two RBIs came on May 30th. And his average after that game was 225. His high water mark on the average, in terms of the highest his average has been 231, which he had after following up the four-hit game in Kansas City with a 2-for-5 showing in Texas two games later. And he's tailed off significantly since then. He has the track record. I'll be a brief one. Of being a 278 hitter, 299 hitter, so on. His career average is 262, but that's adjusted for his 190 that he's showing so far. So, I'm not necessarily worried about it. I mean, maybe he needs a blow. I don't know. If you type in Gary Sanchez in the news results and under any search engine, you'll see. The crisis for Gary Sanchez is only getting worse. Maybe time to give underachieving catcher Gary Sanchez. Yankees continue to defend slumping Gary Sanchez. And yeah, I mean, maybe he could use a blow. I don't know. Tomorrow, I mean, could be a good night. It's one of two things. He's facing Tanner Roark, who the Yankees have never seen. Which, you know, pictures you've never seen live. I mean, yeah, you can get an idea on video. But pictures who you've never seen live, you know, it's tough. So tomorrow might be a good day to do it. But, or maybe you just want to see if he can hit his way out of this. I think that's hitting his way out of it. I mean, he did, in the ninth inning, he hit a line drive fairly hard. To Todd Frazier, that ended the game. But the quality contact, you know, it's a lot of soft outs, a lot of popping up pitches that he usually drives to the gaps. But, you know, that being said, these things do go through with it. Maybe pitchers have figured it out. Maybe he's needs to go into the lab and make an adjustment. So we'll see. We'll see about that. But you know, the Yankees are saying the right things. The Yankees are never going to say this guy stinks. You know, and they believe in him. Then that'll never be the case. I just think it's one of those things that you don't have to worry about. I mean, in terms of long term, I think eventually Gary Sanchez will be fine. And you will be fine too if you like to advertise on the show. You can even send us an email at lockedonnyy@gmail.com, and you would also be fine if you want to subscribe to the show and listen to what we're talking about. You can do that through numerous avenues, such as iTunes, Google, Stitcher, Google Play, anything else that has a podcast component. And you can leave us a rating and tell us what you think of this show. As the Yankees head into a fairly interesting portion of their schedule. Maybe not, four games against Tampa Bay may not be so interesting, but after that they play Seattle, so that's kind of interesting. But for now they're playing the Nationals, who are like the Yankees, are a first place team, and like the Yankees, are coming off a 2-0 loss to the Giants at home. They managed 3 hits in the game. And one thing you can expect, in fact, it'd be a major upset if it didn't happen, is if at some point during the series, possibly tomorrow, 24 hours from now, when the clubhouse is open, if Bryce Harper isn't met with several met with a group of several media members in front of his locker wanting to know about his thoughts on the Yankees. It happened 3 years ago, and he deflected it. And I would imagine, or I actually, I don't have to imagine. I think that's about as surefire bet as you can make in terms of what he would say. It's prolocked that he would say something like, "Hey, I'm just focused on playing for the Yankees. I mean, excuse me, not playing for the Yankees. Playing for the Nationals." However, you know, that's why he's going to be cornered, because he's going to be a free agent after this season. In fact, one of the headlines, it's kind of funny to me, is a headline at NJ.com. MLB rumors: why Nationals won't trade Bryce Harper to Yankees, parentheses, or anyone else. Well, it's because, for one thing, you don't break up a team. This was written in the Washington Post. You don't break up a team that has a couple of depressing seasons in terms of its ending, like the Nationals did the last 2 years. And I think that's basic, then they're basing it on what how the Caps did. However, he will be a free agent, and, you know, we don't know if the Nationals will be able to match whatever money gets thrown at him. In fact, last month this topic came up because the Yankees played him, and the headline in the Daily News was, "A Harper-Yankees marriage seems to be a long shot, but could come down to Giancarlo Stanton." This was written when the Yankees were scheduled to play the Nationals last month. And in his last appearance here, about 3 years ago, he hit his 20th home run off Masahiro Tanaka, and then tried to drop down a bunt, which was interesting, kind of like a Mickey Mantle kind of thing. And you know, it would be incredibly ridiculously interesting if the Yankees actually had an outfielder, Bryce Harper, with Giancarlo Stanton and Aaron Judge. But, you know, that's something that we don't have to worry about. I think the Yankees have to worry about getting him out. Actually, further proving my point. Harper dismisses Yankees talk. "I'm a National now." This was an article from MLB.com about that. And he says, "I'm a National now. We're going into this series trying to win ball games. That's the only thing on my mind. In fact, you could probably maybe change a word around or two, but that'll probably be exactly what he says more than once if he discusses this topic. And if it's a follow-up, he will be saying, probably say something like, "I'm focused on what we can do as a team. I'm focused on the series and trying to win ball games. That's what it's going to be about. That's what it's all about." And yes, it's the product of media training, social media, anything else like that. And, you know, the tampering rules. Obviously, the Yankees aren't going to comment about Bryce Harper. They'll say he's a great player. I, for one, I'm not worried about that. I'm just intrigued to see what Bryce Harper can do. I guess it seems like he might be due. He is not hitting well. He's hitting .229 overall this season, and he is hitting something like .188 this month with 3 RBIs. He does have 19 home runs. He had 10 of them last month. So I, for one, am interested to see how that goes down. And we'll see what the Yankees do about Gary Sanchez. I don't think they'll do anything. I mean, you know, he'll get a day. We know he'll get a day off from catching on Wednesday because Sonny Gray is pitching. Yeah, so they might give them, you can give them a half day, a full day. I don't know. But the Yankees, despite the runs kind of lacking the last couple of games, are in a good spot. And they have a bunch of home games coming up. You look at the schedule. Through the final week before the All-Star break, they are home a lot. They play 9 of the next 11. Then they have a fairly easy road trip, travel-wise, you would think. 4 in Tampa Bay at Philadelphia, which is good because that'll prepare them and the day off, which is good, and that'll prepare them for a tough home series before heading into the break on the road, where they'll play the Red Sox and Atlanta, Atlanta's a very interesting team. But the Yankees at 42-19, it's one of their best starts ever. This is their best record they've had since 1988. And they take a .689 winning percentage into this game. And so I think we're all curious to see the Bryce Harper Yankee Stadium angle. We're all curious to see about so many slumping hitters. And we're curious to see the Yankees really continuing to play well, and as well as whether this little patch of hitting or lack of hitting is a lull in the action, so to speak. We will find all those things out, I guess,
on Tuesday night, as the Yankees take on the Nationals, and the weather is supposed to be good, so thankfully for that, because the Yankees have been impacted by weather, and one of the first times that they faced the Nationals at the current stadium, they had a almost six-hour rain delay for a weekday afternoon game back in 2009, and then they wound up losing that game. So the weather is good, the team is good, and this should be a fun matchup, and it might be even more fun if Danny Murphy is able to come back. He is close to being activated from that right knee surgery, and we will see where the Yankees are after this. They are, as we said, they have the best record in baseball. And they're still rolling. I mean, even though a 2-0 loss to the Mets is not necessarily what you want to see, but hey, those things happen. Even in '98, Yankees got shut out. I'm pretty sure that every Yankee team that has won a World Series got shut out at least once. That's just a guess off the top of my head, and we'll see what the follow-up is. And this is Locked On Yankees. And I'm Larry Fleischer. And as another reminder, if you would like to subscribe to the podcast, you can do so on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, anything else that I may have left out. And if you'd like to advertise on the show, you can send us an email at lockedonnyy@gmail.com. I'm Larry Fleischer, and you've been listening to the latest edition of Locked On Yankees.